So it's going to be a first for me today. I am getting involved with bushcraft and I think I'm also going to be climbing some trees. I have come along to Live For Today, who you may have seen at either Ripley Castle or Hazelwood Castle just off the A1. I'm here with Mark Wise. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
I'm going to be doing some outdoor activities, but there's a lot more than just the couple that I mentioned. What kind of outdoor activities do you do at Live For Today?
We do loads, and it varies for people we do. We've got corporate, groups, kids' parties, and kids' camps. We do a variety of stuff, from body absorbing, inflatable suits that you wear and you get to knock each other over, which is pretty good. High ropes, axe throwing, archery, raft building, cryptic chase, and soon to be escape rooms in Harrogate.
Oh, that's very in right now, isn't it? An escape room.
Very in, and we get to do it in an actual castle. We've also got a full estate to play in, so...
Very exciting.
Pretty exciting. Yes.
So what are we going to be doing today then? We've met just near Ripley Castle, just outside the tea rooms. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, so we're based in the centre of Ripley, basically, opposite the tea rooms. And we will basically use this as a hub. We kick you up and then we take you out. So we're going to show you a couple of the activities. We're trying to promote the kids' camps. They're available in half term. They've got a huge variety. They've also got lots of lawn games. What's really good is you can drop people off here and you can just leave them. We go into the grounds, they're locked, they're safe, and we should have fun with the kids. Really enthusiastic instructors. And what we're doing today, just giving you a sample, is we're going to light some fires. There's two ways of doing it. There's an easy and a hard.
Okay.
I want to see if you can do both. If you win, we get marshmallows toasted.
Yes!
And then we're going to do a climbing tree. Again, there's an easy and a hard. I'm going to put you on the easy one. You're going to see it, and I'm going to show you the hard one, which is very exciting and scary.
Okay, I've got my trainers on. I am all ready. So, Mark, shall we head off?
Let's go! Got the hands here, so put your right foot through the red loop. That's it, perfect. And your left foot through there.
Yeah.
And pull that up above your hips for me.
Okay,
perfect.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to tighten it on this side here. Snug?
Yeah.
Feel good?
I feel safe now. Yeah, ready to go.
Let's do it.
Right, we've arrived at the tree. This is a very large tree, Mark.
It's quite high, isn't it? This is
if I asked
one.
You how high it is, do you know?
You'd ask this question. There's so many different things. This one's about 35 foot, so nice and tall, and that's the easy one.
This is the easy one?
Yeah, yeah. So the kids will climb up and see the bell at the top.
Yeah.
They ring that as loud as they can, and that's the bell of success. And then around here...
I love the bell of success.
I like the bell of success. And this is the tall one.
Oh, my God! That is so high. When we were on the way down here, you asked me, am I scared of heights? I confidently said, no, I'm fine.
I'm scared of this one.
Yeah.
So we set it up and we obviously have to test it. And the hardest move is at the top. So.
Oh, good. That's exactly where I want the hardest move. Oh, my goodness. It's more scary up here than I thought. Oh, that's a nice little 2 footer here. I can have a little rest. Am I halfway? Oh, yes, over halfway. How old are the kids that do this? Start from 8. Oh my goodness, I'm nearly 28. I can see the bell of success. Woohoo! Oh my goodness, it's really high. Oh, are you going to lower me down? Yes, high five.
High five. Awesome, you did it.
Like it?
Oh, yeah, I tell you, it was scarier than I thought it was going to be when you get up there.
And the kids really enjoy it, and we never pressure them as well, so it's always a challenge by choices. So if they don't want to do it, then we don't ever get the pressure to do it, but we just go up a little bit, and they can jump down, go up a little bit. And the good thing is they come every day, and we kind of just say, right, what did you do last time? Then we do it again. So it doesn't matter if they've been once and done the climbing tree or the high ropes or the leap. We just change it, make it a little bit funner, a little bit harder, whatever they want, really.
We are walking through the grounds and gardens of Ripley Castle, which is stunning. But this is actually where your kids' camps take place. This is not the usual venue for a kids' camp.
No, it's pretty posh, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty special, yeah.
Essentially, you can't see it on the radio, but we've got two massive lawns, all walled off. We play sports day games, body absorbing, you've got archers around the corner, and just loads of fun. It's just great. Let the kids out. The instructors are fantastic. They just come up with loads of games. Kids come up with games, tag, all sorts of big parachutes, and they just run around.
Yeah.
And they just burn loads of energy.
And so what kind of timings? Because, of course, for parents who are working and trying to work around school holidays and work times, what time do they drop them off and what time can they pick them up?
Drop-off is from 8:15 and pick-up is 5:30 at night.
Oh, wonderful. That's like a full 9-to-5 day then, because often they're only a few hours, aren't they? It doesn't really help parents.
Yeah, it works really well.
the dates for your Easter holiday camps then from the 23rd of April, which is the Tuesday after Easter, is that when camps are on?
Yeah, that's correct. So the first one, it's almost four-day week we're doing because of the bank holiday. But yeah, it kicks off then, and then yeah, 4 days of pure fun, excitement and adventure.
And is this where the marshmallows happen as well?
Yes, this is where, if you light the fire, that's like your reward.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. So how do we start lighting this fire then?
We always use flint and steels because they're really cool, super exciting. You do this, the kids, it instantly gets their attention.
That was a lot of sparks. For radio, that was a lot of sparks.
And the kids, when they light this fire, their face is just incredible.
Really?
And they achieve it, yeah. Do you want to go?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, no. Second timer. Third timer.
Okay, go on. Perfect.
Fire.
Now get your stick. Turn it over like a pancake or omelette. Fire. Don't push it too much out. That's it. You want to keep the oxygen available.
When did you last have a toasted marshmallow?
Put it all in your mouth at once.
Oh my goodness, that's so nice.
Mm. I know, it's so good, aren't it?
Yeah.
It's so addictive.
That is really nice. I think I'm going to have to go home and do this over my candle in my kitchen. Mark, it has been a really, really good day out. I can completely see how kids are going to love this, get very into it. I think they're going to come home and teach their parents stuff as well. If they want to find out more about the camps that are on, I know that they are on this Easter, and then you'll also have more in May half term, and there's some holidays going forward. Where do mums and dads need to go to get booked on?
Quite simply, just go to Google Live for Today Kids Camps. You'll find us, go on the website, it's loads of really exciting stuff. Pick the kids section, kids camps, and on there we've got the prices and the schedules and what they're doing each day. So some days it's water sports, so we're on the raft building, canoeing, kayaking, just playing water games. Other days it's doing the bushcraft. So kids can pick what they want, or they can come for the full week and kind of tick all the boxes of adventure.
Yeah, wonderful. Mark, thank you very much for having me here at Live for Today.
Pleasure, thank you.